I'm also going to be teaching you how to utilize unspecified language or ambiguous language with volition. Now, ambiguity causes trance, and that's one of the things that Dr. Milton Erickson found, was that the more vague and ambiguous he was with his language, the more somebody went into a trance, because the more vague and ambiguous you are, there's less room for somebody to resist. But you've heard politicians utilize this often. So the politician says, what we really need in this country is more freedom, and we need integrity in this country. Now, that's hard to argue. If they got more specific and they said, what we really need is more drilling in the Arctic, they're liable to have more resistance because they've gone into specificity. When the more ambiguous you are in your language, the less room there is for resistance, for conscious resistance. So we're going to be looking at unspecified language and using vague and ambiguous language with purpose. We're also going to talk about specificity in language and how to use your language in a way which is specific, such as the famed therapist Virginia Satir. She was known for being able to talk to a client and their problems would just miraculously disappear through a method of gaining specificity. So you're going to learn how to do that as well.